Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast says it is going to be cloudy and breezy today. We've got a chance for some showers at times. High around 56 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 46, 44 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 47 degrees and it's 46 in Racine. Firefighters in Kenosha remain on the scene of a fire in an apartment building at 3514 50th Street. The 911 call for help received just before 7 o'clock this morning. The caller reportedly jumped out of a second floor window, injuring his foot. A first arriving police officer found that person, reported lots of smoke from the west side of the building, but no alarm sounding and nobody evacuating. Eventually, with arriving crews, residents were helped out, some just in the clothes they had gone to bed with, prompting a request for a city bus. The fire declared out at about 7:20 a.m. At last report, there were at least two residents needing medical attention of some kind. Mutual aid for staffing city locations, that came from Salem and South Shores Fire Departments. Kenosha police also investigating an injury accident from late Sunday night in which a vehicle and a bicyclist made contact around 66th Street and Sheridan Road near Baker Park and Green Ridge Cemetery. The initial reports had the bicyclist underneath the vehicle, and once freed, the call was made for Flight for Life. However, the helicopter was grounded at the time because of weather, so the victim was taken with head injuries to Kenosha Medical Center. State Patrol was contacted about helping with the investigation. That stretch of road did not open, by the way, until about 2:30 this morning. An off-duty Racine County Sheriff's deputy, while out on a walk with his wife and their dog in Union Grove, shot and killed another dog that came at them near the water treatment plant. This happened about mid-afternoon on the walking path. A news release indicates a large white dog came out of a wooded area and charged toward them. The deputy's wife picked up their dog. The bigger dog then attacked her. The deputy shot the attacking dog, which then ran away and was later found deceased. The deputy's wife treated for some minor injuries at the scene. That incident remains under investigation. It's been a lack of progress trying to integrate families and children into community disaster planning, according to a recent survey by the National Center for Disaster Preparedness. Among the findings of this study, over a third of the households with kids are not familiar with their child's school evacuation and emergency plans. 41% do not know what location their child would be evacuated to if there was a disaster. That's a concern for Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack. Says he's been working with the county's schools trying to develop these kinds of plans. Says we are somewhat complacent because big disasters really haven't happened here, but we are not immune from those things happening. People are concerned about that, and you got to be prepared. A lot of households do not have adequate plans for disasters.
Fires can occur, hazardous material spills can happen, and we do have severe weather that impacts us. You know, we've had severe thunderstorms with, you know, winds in excess of 100 miles an hour, and you see what that will do. We've also had tornadoes. We haven't had the big mega, you know, F5 tornadoes that you've seen in Moore, Oklahoma and other places like that, but we can have it here, and it's a matter of being prepared for whatever might happen.
Mac noting that there were a couple of tornadoes not too long ago, a few years back, that happened within a short amount of time of each other. More information about this study and being prepared and all that in the Ready Racine newsletter. You can get that online at www.readyracineco.com. And a substitute teacher for Racine Unified is jailed on initial felony charges of child enticement, sexual assault of a child by a school staff person, and exposing a child to harmful materials. A cooperative investigation started between Mount Pleasant Police and the school district. The allegations were that a teacher was having inappropriate sexual contact with at least one student away from school and after hours, though a news release from the police department says the initial incident occurred at Case High School. During the investigations, other alleged incidents were discovered. The 28-year-old substitute teacher is identified as Justin Beaton, accused of contacting the female students via social media, then meeting with them. The release adds that Beaton was taken into custody at the start of the weekend. The district attorney's office will review the paperwork today ahead of any formal charges. The UW Parkside men's basketball team has the number one seed in the Midwest region for the NCAA Division II tournament and will host a game at the DeSimone Gymnasium this coming Saturday, the Rangers to play 8th-seeded Kentucky Wesleyan. Mayoral politics factoring into a meeting of Kenosha City Council's Finance Committee tonight. Chairman Daniel Przanski, the council president, has included a presentation of the city's debt structure. Alderman Bob Johnson accused his opponent, John Antaramian, of mishandling the city's capital improvement budget when he was mayor for 16 years. Johnson bringing up during last week's heated debate at Gateway Public Radio. No apologies from Antaramian, though, as he defended his record.
We definitely invested in this community, and I'm very proud of the things we did. I have no qualms of standing in front of anyone and saying, we did Harbor Park. We did a whole bunch of brownfields, and we had to put money in to make them happen. I'm proud to say that we built two brand new industrial parks. Again, I have no problem saying that. You want to blame me for that? Be my guest. Blame me.
Tonight's Finance Committee meeting is scheduled 1 hour before the regular council meeting. Licenses for Kenosha's Broadstop and three assessment challenges on separate meeting agendas tonight. Broadstop, the only item for license and permit members. It's a possible closed session. Broadstop's license is also on the full council agenda following the committee meeting. At the end of the council meeting, closed sessions are scheduled on three business property assessment challenges, including Walgreens and Dairyland Greyhound Park. 2016 for Wisconsin dairy businesses, that could be a rough ride, at least the first half of this year. So says Mark Stevenson at the Center for Dairy Profitability in the UW Extension's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. He doesn't think it's going to be a remarkable year, which could mean 2 years in a row of just treading water. Stevenson does see a silver lining to things maybe coming out a little bit later in the year.
For one thing, we aren't looking at anything like a 2009. I expect that prices are going to soften here for a few months, and then I think we're going to see some strengthening again. So this is kind of like we got to get through the next 6 months or so, and then I think things are going to be looking a bit more like a silver lining. Good news is that farm balance sheets have been strong, and people have some staying power. If this looks like the industry you want to be in, I think that most folks are going to be able to stick it out.
Stevenson notes production's up 4% statewide in the last year, also acknowledges there's continued consolidation in the industry. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there. When you want them, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.